What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, but they may be full. So if you get a disconnect or a busy signal, try, you know, wait a few minutes to try again. 512-248-8252. And Mike in the control room is saying, yes, right now the lines are full. And before I go back to Mo in Florida, I got an email in response to Peter in Los Angeles' call pointing out that the mayor of Detroit is white. So that may be the one example. All right, so Mo, welcome back here in hour number two, and just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, I can get another caller, so I'll cut off here. But for somebody that's been intricately involved with the, you know, the Wicked Witch, Hillary Clinton, why hasn't Trump done something? Why is she still roaming free to inflict mankind with her poison? Why, Mike? Why do you think, in your heart of hearts, that this witch is still free?
I think probably one of our other callers last week hit it right on the head that Trump made a deal with her that if she would concede and quietly go away, that he would make sure she was not prosecuted. And I have no doubt that probably somebody's trying to make that same offer to Donald Trump right now, and he has turned them down.
Well, we'll see. You're somebody that's been through a lot. You know, we all have, I guess, our age. But you know, you're.
Yes.
I think you're. I really, honestly think this thing is, like Salente says, it's a presidential reality show, and they want this chaos. They want this civil war, just like they did in you know, Germany and Soviet Union and, you know, every single country. And I'm sorry, but I think that I'm not being pessimistic. I'm just being realistic. So lock and load, boys. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I can't do anything about politics. I cast my one vote for Trump, you know, but the election, I don't understand all the, I'm not a lawyer, I don't understand all the illegal machinations that are going on here and stuff. I don't know exactly what the hell the chances are. I mean, obviously there's cheating, but there's been cheating before, but just not on this scale. Just not on this scale before. Okay, but I'm powerless on that, and I'm also powerless on Zionism. People call in here a lot and talk about Zionism and the history of Zionism. There's nothing anybody can do about that. You can't even vote against Zionism because no politician is going to do anything about it. So, but one thing, there is one thing I can do something about. You had your caller yesterday was talking about masks. He's an old man, probably maybe as old as I am or older. He doesn't wear a mask. I don't wear a mask. If you're retired and don't have a job, you really don't have to wear a mask in America. I mean, if you have a job where they make you, you have to wear one. And I feel good about not wearing one. It's a peaceful protest. You're not, because the masks are stupid in the first place. They do no good for anybody. The science now more and more is saying that they actually do more harm than good. They're very cruel to make little kids wear them. Little kids, that's horrible for them. They need their facial expressions. They don't have a big vocabulary. And kids, anyway, don't get it at all. Little kids don't get it. It's this virus, which is just a cold virus. I mean, you know, so what I'm trying to say is this is something we all face every day. It's in our face, as opposed to politics, which, okay, there's always been politicians cheat. There's always been wars. And there's always been, and the Zionism, okay, it's been around for a while, and nothing anybody can do. Now, by being this peaceful protest, I do two things at once. I'm protesting against this mask deal. People see me, you know, I'm not making a big deal. I'm not fighting anybody. It's peaceful. But they see, hey, this guy's not wearing a mask in Walmart. Sometimes I'm the only guy in Walmart not wearing one. I don't understand why. Everybody else just wants to go along. I don't know why. I don't understand why they wear them. You don't have to. You don't have to wear one. Okay, now some places are going to have a sign there saying no mask, no service. So I don't try to fight that. But on the other hand, that's an economic protest. They're not going to get my money if they want to be that way. So I do shop at places where I don't
have to wear one. Well, I mean, some states have, you know, have an actual mask mandate. We do here in Indiana. It's supposed to expire here in a couple of weeks. But right now, if you're not wearing a mask outside, you can get a ticket.
Well, it's not that way in Arizona. I guess you're right. In some states, it is that way.
Yeah.
But, did you get my books, by the way? I sent you a couple books.
Yes, I got those just yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Okay.
So thank you very
much. Are you
going
to send one to Dustin? Did you read the note in there?
I read the note in there, and I might send one to Dustin. I was thinking about letting my doctor read the one of the two copies. No, I'll go ahead and forward this one on to Dustin.
Yeah, because I would buy one and send it to him. My mom always used to tell me you win more. I mean, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. She told me that all the time. I think because she observed that I was trying to use vinegar all the time and not catching any flies. You know, I mean, metaphorically.
I had a lot
speaking,
more luck with duct tape myself.
But Dustin, yeah, everybody tries to call him, castigate him for being a dummy on masks and all that. But I reached in my pocket and bought him a book, and so I'm trying to win him over with honey instead of vinegar. How about that, Mike?
Sounds like a good approach, and I don't have Dustin's mailing address, but when he calls on in, you know, I'll ask him to email it to me so that I can get this book out to him.
I think Trump will take. He'll end up taking Arizona, but these other states, they're just too far. I don't know if they can do anything about the theft. They can go to the Supreme Court. I don't know what's going to happen. They have recounts. It'll be a while, I think, before it's all over. I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, and it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and they're going to have recounts. And the big issue, of course, is not counting illegal votes, like the ones from dead people, the ones that certainly exceed the number of registered voters in a given precinct, and certainly those that were cast by non-citizens who are, under the law, not allowed to vote. But unfortunately, they do in the millions, and the Democrats count on that. All right, we're going to go to Jim in Montana. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I get off the fire line, and everything went to hell. Holy cow. Trump's going to win. We're going to win.
I hope so.
Of course, they're trying to cheat. They're going to try everything they can. There's that gentleman was saying that he doesn't understand why they don't do something with Hillary or whatever. I mean, come on, guys, you don't know what's going on yet. Hunter Biden and that laptop. You know,
yes.
These guys are all part of this pedophilia ring. And they have all aligned themselves with China. Why? Because China and their elite are part of this pedophilia crap, too. They're all tied in. So if Hillary goes mm-hmm. down, or any of these guys go down, she spills the beans. She spills the beans. I mean, they pull the rug out from all of them.
I mean, during the 2016 campaign, happens, you know, when it was they were talking about, you know, going after her for all kinds of stuff there. And she literally said, if I go down, I'll take the rest of Washington, D.C. with me.
Worse than that. China will get involved. They're aligned with China because, you see, I do quite a bit of trying to track this stuff down myself because mm-hmm. there's nothing more important than saving these children. It is horrific. It's horrific, guys, what's going on. It's bad. And it has rippled since this coronavirus started happening. Everybody's wearing mm-hmm. masks. The kidnappings and the trafficking is out of control. It's gotten worse. And there's a reason for that. But, it will send the whole world into a world war. Okay? And,
yes.
I hate Hillary. I hate them all. But it's got to be done right. Trust me, I've been contracting this on myself. In fact, through my research, I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure that Pornhub and a couple of their channels are heavily involved with housing the children and I know this is terrible, training them and then sending them to those to the islands, those treasure islands. That one of Epstein's was just one of many.
Yes.
Okay. And
yeah, if you go down in Google Earth and look all around there, you'll see similar buildings on the islands. Of course, Google Earth will not tell you what, if anything, is going on inside them. But definitely there's a lot of very private, you know, places down there where that sort of thing could potentially be happening.
We're not just talking about China either, like Urkel, Angela Urkel or whatever.
Yeah,
oh, man, Urkel. All of them. All of them, man. They're all part of this with these children. And they will go into a world war and send us to flames before they allow themselves to go down for this. That is what this is all about. That is what's going on. And now you guys are all starting to see with Hunter Biden with the laptop, Wiener. I mean, there's just this challenge. Epstein, I mean, the Lola, Lola airline that Epstein was using.
Lolita Express. The Lolita Express is what they call it, or what he called it.
Yeah, the Lolita right, the Lolita Express. On the flight logs, they've got Bill Clinton out of shape. Jim Comey. Okay. Actually, you know, several others. Okay. This is what it is all about. And yeah, they are cheating hard. Real hard, and they are sending in votes of deceased people.
Yes,
they got caught here a little bit. Now,
there's some justification for that because maybe the dead recognize one of their own in Biden.
I tell you what, there's and so from the era from I was watching with Arizona too.
Yeah,
they had to retract some of their votes because some of them were doubled. People were voting twice.
Yes.
They were double votes. And now they also got caught with some deceased.
Yes.
Arizona said they're going to wait till the election, until they're done doing the count, to come out with the numbers who were double voted and that. He said those people are looking to get arrested. Okay. There's no way Biden has those kind of votes. There's no way. They are putting everything into this, and they're risking getting caught with this voting fraud that they're doing, because they absolutely cannot afford to let Trump run another one. Because, and this is why, because I researched pretty heavily through this. I'd like to see these people go down, too.
See, it's a pirate victory.
I've been through the dark web.
You know, they may get Biden into the White House, but by doing so, they are basically teaching the American people they have been disconnected from the process of running the nation. And I think Americans, if they realize they no longer have a voice, they're going to start thinking about, what they need to do about the situation, because no American wants to live under a dictatorship, which is basically what we have, you know, where we're going to pick your leaders and these are your leaders. And, you know, that's you might as well get used to it.
Let alone a dictator, a chomo. I refuse. I mean, you guys understand that if Biden does, if he does get elected, or if he does get the vote,
feel it,
then we have to go to war, guys. Do you want to be under the leadership of a child molester and his son as a child molester and all these people? No, sir. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but that's where I draw the line. And if you can't draw the line there too, then he said, I have to pull your American card. I don't know if I should call you American. Being able to be under the leadership of a child molesting, sicko, human trafficker. Come on, guys. Yeah, don't give up on the country. The corrupt are always going to be on the attack. It's going to always, you know, we can't give up. Okay, what this country was founded on, what's about, we cannot give up the fight that our forefathers started. Okay, Trump's going to get he's going to get the counts. He is.
He's going to steal it.
But
well,
we've
No,
Trump's going to get it. He's going to watch.
Oh, you think Trump's going to get it?
Trump's going to get the vote.
I hope you're right. Yes.
Oh, I know he is.
I hope you're right.
I know he is. He sent his legal teams he sent his legal teams down into Arizona and then what was the other one? Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Is he the one that's up for grabs still? Yeah. He sent his legal teams down there with warrants or paperwork from a judge saying they have to let them in and watch the counting now. So he's got people in there. So somebody was in there was saying like, oh, he's got to get the feds in there. He's got to get whatever. He did. He got his legal team in there. And in Pennsylvania, they were trying to block him out. Pennsylvania, I watched the video. One of the guys that were in there doing the ballots, they were counting them up, whatever. He got up. He was frustrated. And he straight up told all the Republicans to leave. Straight up, they kicked all the Republicans out of there, okay? Because some of them were starting to catch on what they were doing, okay? The media didn't let you watch the whole clip, but yeah, the guy was real frustrated, much about something. They kicked them all out of there, and they were super upset. And that's why Trump was called, stop the voting in Pennsylvania, stop the voting, is because he wanted it stopped.
You meant stop the counting. And listen, we're coming up with a commercial break here, and I know how frustrated you feel. I feel just as frustrated. But I want to remind you of what Gandhi once said. He says, history has been full, I'm paraphrasing, history has been full of tyrants, and for a time they can seem invincible, but they always fall. And I think the same is true of the American deep state. It's going to destroy itself with its own corruption because it's running out of control. There is nobody
you
really
guys won't survive that, Mike.
Saying,
you and the rest of callers, you're too soft. You're too soft. You won't survive a collapse. You're too soft to fight. You're too soft to survive a collapse. Trust me. You guys got no freaking
muscle in the street. And I know I sound like I'm a coward because of that. But that's just the way I feel. I have been counting because I think this deep state is going to tear itself apart. And what our time is suited to is figuring out how we're going to restart the country. I'd like to go back to the Constitution and the first 13 amendments as a starting point, and just try and put in as many safeguards as we can. But like Thomas Jefferson said, and again, I'm paraphrasing. We can set up an absolutely perfect governmental system, but it's only going to last 100 years until the corrupt tear it apart.
When Trump gets the votes, this economy is going to boom the next two years or so, like it's never boomed before. And then the arrests that are going on, the trafficking and the bus, you guys don't understand because I've been following this. They are closing in on these people with the trafficking and the bust and all this. They are closing
in on
them.
Well, I've noticed that every time there are a bunch of children rescued from the traffickers, it gets hardly any news coverage at all. So clearly somebody somewhere is very much afraid. I mean, a story like that, you know, children rescued from predators. I mean, that should be headline news all over, you know, the country, but it isn't. It's, you know, it's relevated to page 37 under the obituaries. Okay, listen, Jim, I gotta let you go. We gotta take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line. I think we have one or two lines open if you want to call on in, and we'll be right back.
Cor- corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So much is going through my mind, Michael. I've changed my mind about what I'm going to talk about a half a dozen times. But
okay.
One thing I'd like to start out with, Michael, I'm famous for being misunderstood. I should get an Academy Award or something for being misunderstood. So I trust that all your you and all your listeners are familiar enough with me. When I decried the freak show, ended my call decrying the freak show yesterday. Of course, I was talking about the fraudulent vote counting. Fraudulent vote, you know, and how they're cheating. By the way, at this point, I ducked. For Miles in Maine and Tom in Florida. At this point, I completely backed President Trump for the second term. I know he's being cheated out of a second term. So, you know, in this showdown with Biden, of course, with all the RBN family, I'm 101% behind President Trump in this vote count showdown and everything. But I'd like to thank Leila right away sticking up for my honor yesterday. I stick up for hers, too. I think that that was the same angry white man that attacked Layla, launched the ad hominem attack on Layla when and she gave the most lucid, cogent explanation. I loved her explanation. I never heard it explained so clearly when she explained the conditions of Palestine under the British mandate and everything.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that was the same jerk that called in and, you know, you remember the call saying, you know, accusing Layla of talking about Jews and Israel and,
yes,
know, blah, 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 you know, and so on. But, so, you know, he can say anything he wants about me because I'm an angry white man, too. And I think people can tell I'm an angry white man, Michael. But I try to manage my anger with humor. And like when I was kidding Miles yesterday, I love Miles. I love Tom from Florida. I love Miles up in Maine. So I just manage my anger with humor, you know, when I, like, if I say something like, I think Miles is Miles from reality instead of Miles from Maine. I don't say that in a malicious way. I'm just, I'm a sucker for a play on words, you know.
Yes,
I know. Your callers. I love all your callers, Michael. The only one that I have to honestly say I don't like is the one that's attacking your callers. And basically, I call them all your. You should rename your show, Michael, from What Really Happened to All My Children. You know, it's like this is your family. We're all your children, but that's.
Well, you know, when you're as old as I am, all of you are my, you know, could be my children or grandchildren.
Yeah, and Michael, I completely understand. I completely understand you too. As far as different people have different temperaments and everything, and you fight in your own way, Michael. You're a great fighter, but you, every man and woman must fight in their own way. And even though
yes,
you're not ready to pick up an AK-47 or something, you're a warrior for the truth, and we all are going to play our part in this. But anyways, I wanted to comment. Oh, here's what I wanted to say with the last caller. You know, Michael, I came up with this one. I don't know if it's original or not, but you know how they refer to the Republicans in name only as rhinos?
Yes.
I'm beginning to, I think half these Americans, and especially the Americans in the system down in Washington, D.C. and everything, I think they're Americans in name only. You know, they're not just Republicans in name only. They're Americans in name only. And I read a wonderful book. I don't know if you read it, Michael. The late Michael Collins Piper's book, The High Priests of War. And
yes,
about all these. And Miles and Tom, I highly recommend they read that book. You can still get it from American Free Press and the Barnes Review and everything. But if they want to find out about these evil neocons, and they were all Republicans, they were just about all Jewish, and they were all Republicans, and the High Priests of War by Michael Collins Piper. Then I wanted to comment, Michael, on what I refer to as former President Bill Clinton's comorbidity. Okay?
All right.
And of course, I'm referring to the Hitler beast. I used to call her the Hitler beast. Now I just refer to her as Bill Clinton's comorbidity because she claimed to be his co-president, but it really she's just his comorbidity. But quickly, I know I have to be quick because you got great callers, Mike. You got about a half hour left, I guess, or something. But
yeah, that's about right,
Mike. Mike, let me close with this. I mean, you can start all the way from the boys found on the tracks down by down in MENA by the MENA airstrip that saw too much, all the way, Michael, to the Hilda Beast becoming the senator from New York.
Yes.
John F. Kennedy Jr., who published George magazine, he was expressing political ambitions that he was going to run for,
yes,
for the New York the New York State Senate. Okay.
He was going to run for the exact same seat that Hillary eventually had. And fortunately for Hillary, John F. Kennedy Jr.'s airplane fell out of the sky. Okay, listen, David. All right, I'll hold you over, but we've got to keep it short because we've got a lot of callers and we're running out of time. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with David in Boston. And, David, you're going to wrap things up for us.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I won't continue with the Hilda beast. I'd like to, but let me just say this one last thing that's so important. Mike, are you and I know you're not big on the gospel and religion and everything so much, even though you're very knowledgeable about it. But are you familiar with True News, Rick Wiles, and the True News podcast?
A little bit. I haven't spent a lot of time over there, but I know they exist.
Yeah. Well, several months ago, you know, however it was, three, four, 5 months ago or something, a man was interviewed. I think they did two Godcasts. I call it the Godcast. There was like a partner with Robert Maxwell and Ghislaine Maxwell and everything. And according to him, Ghislaine actually introduced Melania to Donald Trump. Now, I'm not implying or trying to suggest that she was introduced to him on Pedophile Island. But nevertheless, according to this man, and he was explaining why President Trump would wish, after Ghislaine was arrested and everything, Trump was wishing her the very best and everything and all that. But this man was saying that Melania was actually introduced to Donald Trump by Ghislaine Maxwell. And I can go back and maybe find the man's name. I forget the man's name, but he was an older man, and he really seemed everything he said was resonated. Everything else he said resonated, and that resonated with me, and that would explain Trump wishing. Imagine that, wishing yourself the very best, and every. But it's bizarre. But anyways, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I'm looking forward to hearing from. Your other callers. Chance didn't call in yesterday. I hope he's holding on the line. I'd love to hear from that West Virginian, you know.
Okay.
So thanks, Mike. Thanks a million, huh?
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Michael. Good day to you. Wow, that was a real something else lesson. Yeah, and maybe Dave, in his New England space, he could maybe go out and campaign for some, try to get some Republicans a vote instead of all those touchy-feely liberals over there in that whole New England area.
Yes.
I hope they play. They're going to be paying a lot of money for, bubbling Biden gets in, they're going to be paying a lot of money for gasoline and heating oil. That's all I can say about that nonsense. But yeah, Mike, they just had on Hannity right now, the great governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, and, Greg, we're having a major storm here, by the way. Good thing it rained. If it would have rained Tuesday like this, who knows how many people to show up the polls, but Donald Trump kicked butt here in Florida. And I think this state's going to become a red state now for good. And by the way, Mike, just now on Breitbart, in New York, all these Orthodox Jews are pissed off that their vote doesn't count. So they wanted to do something. They want to kick out Cuomo, whatever, and they want to get rid of him. And these Orthodox Jews are like basically saying, man, our vote, why would you even vote? Like in New Jersey, when you got a lot of people in Jersey, their vote doesn't even count. They're wasting their time at the poll. Like you go to Hawaii, you're wasting your time at the poll. Like where Dave's from. You go to the poll, you're wasting your time. You're conservative, what good is your vote? Unless you go out there and you try to change the system and start telling these people in these states, hey, you're being played. You're being manipulated.
Yes.
Because conservative viewpoints don't mean nothing. Not in those states. Here in Florida, we have enough people, and the Hispanics here realize we don't eat Cuba here. They don't want it. They're not going to tolerate it. Neither are the white Anglos here. Neither are that.
The Hispanic vote for Trump really did surprise a lot of observers.
Yeah, Michael, it's 46% here in Dade County, and it could be higher, they're saying, but they put it at 46. By the way, the Jewish vote in Broward County, unbelievably, it was at 23%. Did you see that, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was all. It was reported on the Herald and the Sun Sentinel. There was 23% of the Jew vote this time went for Trump. It hasn't happened since 1960. That's the last time the Jews came out for the Republicans. So I thought that was very interesting to see that. But Trump's still losing. I don't know how he's losing when he's got he got like a 4% bigger. He's at 12% now with the black vote nationwide, from what I'm hearing. And the Jews here in Florida were 22%. And, of course, the Anglos in the panhandle all up there, they all vote for Trump all the time. And this time you got 46% of the Cubans. However, Mike, they are trying to steal this election like that one. You had one good caller there. You said, hey, we're going to win this thing. You know what? We're going to win this thing one way or another. And 2 years from now, we're going to blow these demon rats out of the House and the Senate. You'll see. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm pulling that Trump gets in there. You know what? Farage from England even said it. Hey, Trump will probably consider running in 2024 if he does lose this time. And he'll whoop butt next time. But I think he's going to win it this time. I'm praying for it. But, you know, you got all these New England staters. And when they start seeing that their gasoline is going to go up $5 a gallon and their heating oil is going to be double or triple, I want to see how they're going to vote in 2 years from now, Mike, if that bumbling buffoon Biden gets in there.
I remember when I was a kid, New Hampshire was solid Republican, you know.
Yes.
I mean, as red as you could get, and just, you know, how it managed to become liberalized is a bit of a mystery.
Well, you know, Mike, all these Jews, these rich Jew billionaires like Bloomberg here, he spent $100 million to flip Florida. You have that George Jew scum Soros spending all this money against Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham out. So they lost all these schmucks lost a lot of money. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, they did.
And American public's waking up. When Ron DeSantis was awesome just now. He said, why hasn't North Carolina been called? North Carolina should have been called that night. Georgia should have been called that night. Now they're trying to cheat in Georgia. Trump's still only up like 38,000 votes right now with 99% of the vote in. You saw that, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers right now.
Trump's ahead in Georgia, barely. He's winning North Carolina by a pretty good amount. And Alaska, Mike, they haven't even caught Alaska yet in a lot of these news networks.
No, they haven't.
Breitbart finally called it, and Breitbart's the one that broke the story about all these Orthodox Jews getting fed up that their vote's not counting and when they go to vote. And they're like, they're either going to leave the state. You know, you got a lot of these Jews on the Diamond District that got a lot of money, Mike, and they're getting fed up that their vote in this is the liberalism that's running rampant. They burnt New York up. Look what's ready to go down in Philadelphia tonight, Mike. It's ready to explode in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know.
Like what your one caller said, wait till the white males get really ticked. When this happens, Mike, it's going to be all out hell in this country. It's going to be hell to pay. That's all I got to say about that. It's going to be hell to pay. Michigan is going to be hell to pay because they're finding out that thing was nothing but a thievery. And, you know, how are these blacks in Detroit and Michigan turning down a black man who's running for Senate? And how are these stupid lily whites would vote against for this guy Peters when they had a black conservative, man? And what's going on in Michigan, Mike? What the hell is going on in that state? Is there
awareness of how much fraud is going on, it's kind of hard to make a judgment about the ordinary people of these various states and districts. They may be voting an entirely different way, and they're simply being overridden by the vote riggers. I mean, like Stalin said, people who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. Anyway, Tom, we're running out of time,
hey,
and
Mike,
I got a bunch of callers to get through.
And Mike, in Goodyear, Arizona, my brother lives, he told me that everybody, even in most of Phoenix, was all voting for Trump, but he's losing in Arizona. It's nonsense. And by the way, Mike, you're going to name your show. It's not your kids. It should be The Great American Men and Women for Mike or something. You should name it where it's going to be the Wonderful Americans Men and Women show. Something like that.
Well, it's a little too polysyllabic for my taste here, and there are times when I think what really happened was a little too long.
Mike, what's happening is what it is. What's happening is the best name. You can change. Don't ever change that name. That's a great name.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know. I've been waiting on the phone. I think you ought to have a five-minute rule for callers, including me, because I can talk. But it gets hard when you just sit here. You want to change your subject to respond to what the last guy said. Not that I don't like any of the callers. I think it's especially when a time like this, a lot of people want to say something. I want to just talk about, I was watching TV and the people were chanting, I won't say the word, but we all know, F Fox News. You know, normally you see Republicans in shouting F CNN. But I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I do say F Fox News. My friend in Maine canceled his Fox News to his cable because they let him pick. And when they call, I was watching the election, and it was, there we go, it was a repeat of 2016. I mean, the numbers, it was winning Florida by even more. And then they pulled that shenanigans with freaking Arizona out of the blue. And it just all of a sudden it gave like Wallace the opportunity to go, oh, that's a change. That's one. Biden stole one from Trump. It just totally changed the momentum as far as the way the media was reporting it. And that guy is a new guy at Fox that runs the decision desk, a guy named Aaron Milken, another Jew. And then that other guy that ran it, he's the one that last election in 2018 said that the Democrats were going to win the House about 8:30. I was like, what? How could he make this? So Fox really is a sneaky organization. I don't think anybody should really be. I'm on other news channels now. I might watch Lou Dobbs and Tucker, but I don't know how much longer, if they have any integrity, they can stay with Fox News, because Fox News really sabotaged this, because Trump had a landslide victory going after they pulled the crap with Arizona. Then all of a sudden they shut down the counting in all these states. It's really a disgrace. But
that didn't come from the corporate media.
Mark,
that came from the Democrats.
Yeah, I agree with Mark today in that part of this is Trump's fault. I think countermeasures, they knew this was going to happen. I'm hoping that they took countermeasures in advance. They have a lot of these people. They've got them on videos. They've got them, their telephones tapped. I can't believe that Trump is just going to sit back and let this happen, because everybody knew that this was going to happen. I mean, Trump's beaten these people every time. He beat them with Russiagate. He beat them on the impeachment. He beats them like, you know, red-haired stepchildren. So I'm hoping that, you know, because I'm just little old Joe here sitting in my house in the woods in Tennessee, and I could see this cheat coming. And he's a president of the United States with a lot of political savvy. I hope he's got them all trapped. And then they can really be destroyed. And I really must say, I'm very disappointed. I've always been disappointed for a long time with Bill Barr. But this never would have happened if Bill Barr would have done his job and held people accountable. The deep state never would have had the cohesion to pull this off if half of them would have been indicted and they know that they were going to get in trouble. But being that Trump didn't, you know, I mean, right now, if I was Trump, I'd act like a president, and I'd fire Ray, I'd fire Barr, I'd fire Esper, I'd fire Haskin. Why not? What do you got to lose? Just fire him. Put some people in there that can start indicting people right now.
He's still the president until January, and he could do all of that.
Yep. I'd just say, put on your presidential pants, President. You know, you got till January, and at least you can ruin their reputations. And maybe appoint a special prosecutor right now on Hunter Biden. Just right, you can do that. I mean, just I don't understand. Now, one thing was interesting, and Alex Jones said you haven't seen or heard from President Trump in a while. I mean, I guess he's been doing the Twitters, but he really ought to get out there and start getting a hold of this. And like I said, I'm not betting against Trump.
Well, I think
Trump
he's letting
anytime.
Rudy Giuliani take point. Because Rudy Giuliani's all over the TV
I don't know about
right now.
You know, I don't. I like Giuliani. He's a fighter, but with 9/11, I don't know if I could ever trust him. I mean, he's very easily blackmailed with what happened at 9/11 by the deep state. You know, he helped cover it up. How could he? You know, he got to be patted on the back and called America's mayor. But meanwhile, you know, he looked the other way while they were destroying all the evidence. And
yes.
One real quick thing about flies.
Yeah, because we're running out of
time. I use vinegar
to
get rid of fruit flies in my house. It works.
I'm sorry? what works?
A vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, and with a little bit of a dishwashing, a little drop of that, like dishwashing soap, so that it when they get in the vinegar, the soap makes them not be able to use their wings to get out. And
well, that's a very, very clever idea.
Yeah, but honey, I don't know if that, you know. But those are fruit flies, not flies. But in my case, vinegar gets more flies than honey. So just
Joe, I got to let you go. I'm sorry to cut
you
off here. I'm probably not going to be able to take all of these calls here, but let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Rather than using either vinegar or honey, I catch my flies with chopsticks. I prefer them without dipping sauce.
Danielson.
Okay, exactly. Very good.
Or Miyagi-san, actually, is what it is.
Yeah. So many of your people are familiar with the supposed Baron Rothschild quote that the best time to invest is when the blood is running in the streets. Well,
yes.
if civil insurrection, unrest, whatever is what the globalists want, they could do no better than to delay the inevitable and then conferring the necessary votes upon Trump at the last minute, much as like 2016, because it's like winding up a rubber band. They stretch it out and stretch it out and stretch it out, and then whoosh, throw the electoral votes over to Trump, give him a verified victory, and then we're off to the races with the outrage by the lefties who think they've got it in the bag.
Yeah, this is actually going to make any potential violence worse because the Democrats, and as you put it, the lefties, they are convinced that they have cheated their way to victory. And if something does upset that, there will be a lot of violence in the streets and, you know, we all need to be very, very careful about that.
If they get what they want with Biden winning, then they won't have as much excuse for, you know, trouble in the streets.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to switch to Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, you know, what we got here is, I was thinking today, we've got a banana republic.
Yes.
We very likely have two presidents. I mean, that sounds like Venezuela.
Yes.
I mean, come on, man. Look, neither party has served the American people for a long time. George
okay,
Wallace
Mark,
told
I gotta
us.
Put you on hold. Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in Texas. And Mark, just finish up what you wanted to say.
Yeah, Mike, George Wallace told us over 50 years ago, there's not a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. And I'll be damned if I'm going to spill my blood for either one of these godforsaken parties. Have a great day.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sharon. I don't think if there is conflict in the streets of America, it's not going to be so much Republicans versus Democrats as ordinary people against the ruling elite as it was in France during their revolution. So thank you for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Listen, I want to change the subject real quick here. You mentioned about the Oregon, the new Oregon law about the drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I owned a 7-Eleven in Oregon for 20 years, Mike, and I can tell you that I saw at the height of methamphetamines what happened and how these guys would go into houses and strip the wires. They tripped the wires, you know, from government from bridges and cables. And do anything.
Yes.
And
metal
methamphetamines and heroin are highly addictive. This is going to hurt all the people in Oregon. It's going to drive property value. People will not want to move there because it doesn't matter if it's you know, controlled use or anything. These are highly, highly addictive drugs, Mike. And I can tell you, I had people coming into my store, they were all methamphetamines users, bringing in golf clubs, bringing in guns, you know, pistols for sale, and all sorts of tools, drills, everything. And they were all stolen. Everything was stolen,
yes.
Mike. So this is only gonna, and then now you're gonna throw heroin into the mix. I mean, the methamphetamines is worse than anything because the people will stay up for three or four days.
It is. And all joking aside, here when I lived in North Hollywood, we had a huge meth problem there as well. And so I got to see it all up close and personal. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering just who it was who got that put on the ballot in the first place and what the people of Oregon were thinking when they voted it through.
Yeah, well, you know, when all this stuff, you know, the thing that's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of theft because these people stay up all night long. And when they run out, they don't have any money, so they're going to go steal things. But, Mike, I want to say one other thing, then I'm gone here. You know, Trump, I don't know how many of your callers realize, but Trump has had so many people, even from his own party, undermining him throughout the whole time.
Yes.
They were quietly undermining him. So, you know, and then the last thing is this show, the X-22 report, he's telling people that this whole thing that happened is part of the plan. It's ridiculous, Mike. People have got to stop listening to stuff like that and listen to people that tell the truth.
Yeah, we definitely do. Anyway, listen, Steve, got to let you go. The music is playing. It's time to wrap up this show. And please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Apparently, Roger Landry and Steve Elkins will be joining John on the microphone next. So stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.